the king who cannot hold his breath. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 begins in a royal court. In the ancient Near East, approaching a king was not like entering a public office. A ruler's presence was dangerous territory, governed by oath, timing, and strict procedure. Esther's fear of appearing before Ahasuerus without invitation shows what was at stake. One mistaken movement could cost a life. Yet Koheleth quietly undermines every claim to absolute human power. The king may command others, but he cannot command his next breath. The wisdom that softens the face. The Hebrew word translated interpretation in verse 1 is pesha, a rare term for penetrating the meaning of something hidden. Centuries later, the Qumran community used the related word for commentaries that sought the secret significance of scripture. But biblical wisdom is not proved merely by possessing explanations. It changes the face. It replaces hardness with light. Some knowledge makes us severe because it feeds our need to be right. God's wisdom makes us gentle because it reveals how little we control. The truly wise person knows the time and procedure, yet finally confesses that even the wisest cannot comprehend all God is doing. Wisdom is not mastery of providence, it is faithful conduct within mystery. Power meets the wind. The world. English Bible says that no one has power over the spirit to contain it. The Hebrew ruach can mean spirit, breath, or wind. The ambiguity is deliberate and beautiful. A ruler may imprison a subject, issue a decree, or delay justice, but he cannot imprison the wind, retain his breath, or dismiss death from its appointed hour. This is Scripture's great dethroning of human power. The king's word may appear supreme in the court, but outside the palace the wind continues to blow by God's command. That truth neither excuses tyranny nor requires blind obedience. Verse 9 plainly names the horror of one person ruling another to his hurt. Jesus himself submitted to Pilate's authority while exposing its limits. Pilate possessed no power except what had been given from above. John chapter 19, verse 11. Christians may honour authority without worshipping it, obeying God rather than men when the two conflict. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Joy while justice waits. The most painful scandal in the chapter is delayed judgment. Evil flourishes because consequences do not come quickly. Worse, the righteous sometimes receive what the wicked deserve. At the cross, that apparent disorder reached its deepest point. The only truly righteous one received the criminal's death. Yet resurrection revealed that delayed justice is not abandoned justice. The empty tomb is God's promise that no verdict under the sun is final. Therefore Koheleth commends eating, drinking, and gladness, not as denial, but as defiance. To receive bread with gratitude while injustice rages is to declare that wickedness has not become lord of creation. Joy is a small act of allegiance to the giver. Suggested cross-references: Esther chapter 4, verses 10 through 16, Psalm chapter 2, John chapter 19, verses 8 through 11, Acts chapter 5, verses 27 through 29, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 58. Suggested hymn, God Moves in a Mysterious Way by William Cowper. Prayer. Sovereign Lord, soften the hardness of my face. Give me courage before earthly power, patience before delayed justice, and humility before mysteries I cannot solve. Teach me to receive today's bread with joy, trusting the risen Christ, whose kingdom cannot be shaken. Amen.